All right, are we ready?
We're ready. I think it's my turn.
Yeah, start it up.
All standby passengers, see me at the podium. Your seat is assigned.
Non-Rev Lounge is a travel and aviation podcast. Monique, Laura, and Tyler are three friends that work for a major airline as gate agent, flight attendant, and ramp worker. During this podcast, they will discuss using their flight benefits to travel the world, as well as talk about things that happen at work. They have guests on almost every week to share their travels and stories, leaving tips on the best places to travel or things to do. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Non-Rev Lounge. I'm Laura.
I'm Monique.
And I'm Tyler. Merry Christmas. Well, Christmas was yesterday.
Was it Christmas yesterday?
Christmas was yesterday. So this is our last show of the year.
And so this is Christmas. And a happy new year.
So I was with a friend last weekend, and he doesn't celebrate Christmas. Is he
Jewish?
He celebrates it, but he's not Christian, so he doesn't celebrate for the same things, reasons.
I know who this is.
So he's not Jehovah's Witness.
No, yeah.
And well, that's my favorite.
And those I thought, I'm kind of like that with Thanksgiving, where I'm not thankful, but I still celebrate Thanksgiving.
Does that make sense?
Whoa. Okay. Rude, because I'm sitting here.
Well, hopefully everyone had a good Christmas. So we all had little trips this last week. We're going to cover those and kind of wrap up the year. And then
I think yours is the best trip.
I don't think so.
Oh,
Monique went to the bachelorette capital of the world.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
On a bachelorette party.
Okay. Where would that be? Nashville.
I went to Nashville. And I could see why it is. Nashville, it was my first time there, and it is really fun.
Have you been before, Laura?
I have never been.
You've never been to Nashville?
Never, ever.
I haven't either.
Not even on overnight.
Oh, wow.
I would totally go back.
So why is it so great?
Well, especially for bachelorette stuff, they have Broadway. So if you've been there, you know, it's just like a massive road downtown that just has bars and live music. So one of the performers said they don't have cover charges to get in anywhere on Broadway. So you can go into any bar you want and they have live music going on.
I kind of like that. No cover charge. Is that true though? Was there no cover charge?
We never paid a cover charge going in anywhere we went.
That's so good.
And our Uber driver was saying that normally on the weekends, they actually shut Broadway down as well. So no drivers can go on it in some of the side roads.
Yeah.
So just imagine it's almost kind of like the strip a little bit, but it's closed down. No driving. So people are just going everywhere, live music everywhere. So it is really fun. And they have a lot of rooftop bars. So they'll have like live music in like one area downstairs. And then you'll go upstairs. There'll be like another bar that's kind of open air so you can be outside, which I actually really enjoyed as well. It just, you don't feel so claustrophobic in that like club feeling.
Yeah.
Weather.
So we're getting ready to go out the first night, and there was, I don't know the difference, but there was like a tornado advisory, and then it went to like a tornado warning where they told us to like go to the center of the house or get in our bunker or things like that. And the sirens were going off outside.
Wow. Wow.
I wasn't nervous about it. I wanted to actually go outside and like see it.
You were relaxed?
Yeah, I was. But Ali Joe and Tawny were very nervous about it. Like Ali Joe did not handle it well. But we did actually, one of our friends that went with us, she grew up in like Iowa, so she knew tornadoes. So she was like, okay, it's getting kind of close. We should go into like where there was like a bathroom area. They didn't have any windows. So we went and sat in there for about a half an hour and waited it out. But it was still like 8 miles from where we were. So a tornado did touch down. It actually did do quite a bit of damage, and people did die in it.
Like 6 people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I feel like since we were so far away from it, I mean, if it was within a mile, I probably would have got more nervous, but I kept being like, they kept saying, oh, it's like 8 miles away. It's 8 miles away. And I'm like, okay, well, that's almost like from my house to downtown. So I was like, that's pretty far away. Maybe I should have been more nervous, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't even drinking at that point too, either. Like I was
just gummies.
Just cool.
Oh.
Were you all glammed up, ready to go, and this happened?
No, we hadn't got ready yet. So that's a part of us. We're like, we need this to pass so we have time to go shower and get ready.
Well, you're
to
in the bathroom out for a half hour
with 8 other girls.
It's not normal.
Not uncommon either. Okay. The place we stayed at was super cute. You can tell it's kind of set up for parties, for bachelorette parties. Like the walls had different things on them
for photos,
for photo ops.
Yeah, they had that fake green grass on the wall, and then a neon sign,
and it said like "Yeehaw" on it with like a hat. Yeah. And then upstairs, they had a whole station set up that was just made for like getting ready. So it had probably like six different mirror vanity kind of things set up. So like all the girls could set up there and get their makeup ready.
Talk about the seating around the bar.
In
the breakfast bar.
So downstairs in the kitchen area, they had like four swings set up that was kind of cute. So you could sit in a swing and just kind of sit at the bar if you wanted.
The breakfast bar.
It reminded me of in the bar that the resort in Cancun that Tani and I went to, they had one that had like a swing kind of bar thing too that was cute.
Yeah, there's one in Rocky Point too that's really cool. Is there?
The next morning got ready, we went and did a drag bus. So they take you around downtown and it's like a drag show.
Was it just you guys on that bus or other people?
No, there were a couple other like groups. Not many though.
That
like,
kind of makes it fun when there's lots of people.
Yeah. Like the bus was full, but we took up probably 3/4 of the bus.
And that's good too.
And it was funny kind of explaining our situation to the queens because they were like every thing that we would add to it of like, okay, this is Lois. Her mom's here on a drag bus bachelorette party with her. That's her fiance's ex-wife. And then like, and next layer, and like, and then a new wife. So like, it was the queens were like, this is so incestuous. Like,
okay. I think we need to take the listeners through exactly how you know the bachelorette.
Yes. So my wife,
Tani was,
yes. Tani was married to Jeremiah, who's now engaged to Lois.
And so it was Lois's bachelorette.
Yes.
So Lois is the bridezilla you went with.
No, she's great. No, we love Lois. That's what I was like. It's pretty awesome, the situation that we have, that we can be like best friends with Lois.
Cool.
It is. It's a gift you're giving their children.
Yeah.
So she's on the radio here in Phoenix.
Yes.
For country music, which is big there.
Yeah.
So did you get any perks because of her ties in Nashville?
Good question.
No, I don't think
so. She wasn't able to like flash a card, like I'm part of the team and get in places.
I'm double L. Yeah. No, but she has friends there that definitely have connections.
Okay.
That were there kind of hanging out with us as well, which is kind of cool.
Which was your favorite bar?
Well, there was one. It wasn't necessarily a bar, but there was the first place we went to, I think it was called The Layers. So it's kind of like a Marie Antoinette kind of thing. So it's almost like it's supposed to be five layers of different levels of bars and restaurants.
Oh.
And it was super cute decorated inside. We went to a couple different places that were pretty fun too. We went to like the Red Door was another place we went to that was fun. They had root beer float shots that it was like, it was an actual drink. That sucker was huge. It was delicious.
How much was that?
That was paid for by someone else.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
But not $2.50 like our shots at the winter.
No way. Those things had to be probably $13 plus, I'm betting. Wow.
So how were the prices compared to what we live with?
Not bad. Like a green tea shot was going for about $8.
Okay.
Not Germany prices. I felt like when we were in Germany, yeah, we were like, holy Moses, these are great prices.
Did you see a lot of other parties? And like you're with your bachelorette. Did you see a lot of other ones around?
Yeah. So when we were out that first night, Lois, I'm pretty sure I had heard like, sash on, yeah. And
bright sash.
And there were a couple other people that would come up to her also wearing sashes. They were like, I'm getting married too. But then so our last morning there, they hired a company that they send a guy in. It's called the Nude Dudes.
Like naked.
But So they come in and they cook breakfast for you, like a 5-course meal.
Naked?
He started with all clothes on and ended with his shirt off. Like that's as much as it gets. And I was okay with that.
So he still had his pants on.
He still had pants on and an apron. So you couldn't even see many nips. So
dang.
But he was really sweet. He was a good time. He said we were pretty mellow. So I think that got the girls amped up a little bit. So by the end.
Not mellow.
Not as mellow.
Was the food good?
The food actually was really good. He said, yeah, the guy, Sean, he said he saw someone else doing it and he was like, this is genius. Like you go just cook for someone and you get paid very well. And he's like, and it's hot in kitchens most of the time anyway, so it's not bad to have your shirt off. But so that was kind of a fun thing to do our last morning.
I bet had you girls been a little bit more rambunctious, more clothing would have come off.
I don't know. but we got to use Party Pass twice there in Nashville.
At the restaurant?
Yeah.
So how was it?
It was good. The service is a little slow. I think they have like two people work in the bar and like one cook. And so it's just like whatever bartender's not taking orders or working up front, then he goes out and like takes food orders. So it's a little slow service wise, but the food I thought actually was really good.
Good. That's what I noticed with the restaurants that we get, because the Chase card gets them, but the other ones don't. So not everyone that has Party Pass gets the restaurants.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, it's just the Chase ones. But I think it's a huge perk of Party Pass.
Oh, yeah. Because
everyone gets the standard lounges, which is nice, but it's nice to sit in a restaurant and it's better food usually than those lounges.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is we didn't even fly out on our airline leaving. So we wouldn't have even had access to our club when we left.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm extra glad that we have this so we can sit, get some food before. Yeah.
Did you eat at 400 degrees hot chicken?
Yes. And the directions are wrong on there. It's actually by gate C22. It says it's between like 17 and 18 or something on there.
They moved it or something. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, because that's what we asked. I was like, oh my gosh, it's not even here. We asked someone and they're like, oh no, it's down further.
So what did you get with the priority pass?
With ours, we get, usually it could be a little bit different, but it's like $28. $28 per person. And if you have a guest, then they get another $28. So it's like
$56. Mm-hmm.
The one in Miami is like $30 and $30. So it'd be $60.
Oh, okay.
And then like in the UK, we went to the one in England.
Mm-hmm.
It was like £15, which is pretty equivalent.
Is that okay?
Yeah. So, and you get 30 for the two people. So yeah, so you get like $56 off your bill, right?
Yeah. So both times we never had to pay anything for the bill. We just tipped.
Yeah, you go tip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that was great.
And in Portland, it goes farther because you don't have taxes in Portland.
Oh, nice.
And the UK, they don't really do tipping. It's starting to, but it's not like the same kind of tipping. So
yeah, they added a food tax and then also a drink tax on there, which was like an extra $5.
Oh, really?
Which was still covered under what we.
Yeah.
Like
in the amount of you.
Is that a daily thing?
Like, can you go to the restaurant more than once a day?
No. So like she could go to 400 degrees chicken on when she checked in.
Coming and going.
Coming and going. That's what I'm asking, I guess.
They've never, when I went to them, they look at your boarding pass, but they've never been strict about it. And we seems like we've always had an onward one. But most of the party passes, some of them, they'll like scan your ticket or really look at it. And other ones like, what flight number are you on? And you just throw out a number and they're like, okay. Like they don't care if it's Spirit or United or American, like just give us a flight number. It's like, okay, there could be three airlines with that same flight number. So
that's our guy just said, what's the flight number?
Yeah. So
yeah,
they're getting paid for it. So
yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, cool. I need to go to Nashville. That's somewhere I've wanted to go. Not for a bachelor party. That sounds kind of annoying. I remember a couple of years ago, the NFL had the draft there.
Oh,
and
really?
The bachelor parties were furious. Oh. There was so many guys in town for the big draft.
That's right. And I feel like we didn't even do any of like the museums or like the Opry. Like we didn't do.
It was just bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a part of me was like, it'd be fun to be able to explore even more of Nashville. They do love chicken. Like walking through the airport, I was like, chicken restaurant, chicken restaurant, chicken restaurant, chicken restaurant.
Like some people are famous for barbecue and they're famous for chicken.
I feel like it. Yeah.
Okay.
In my like very limited exposure, they love chicken.
Like Chick-fil-A everywhere.
Probably. Oh, they also have very strict liquor laws. Just as a heads up.
Interesting.
Like on Sunday, you can't get liquor until afternoon.
Well, and I think they close down at like liquor stores close at like 5 every day or something. They said.
What?
You can't get hard liquor at grocery stores. You can only get it at like liquor stores.
ABC? Are they called ABC stores?
I don't know. We
because in Richmond, that's what they're called, ABC stores.
But some
of the only place you can get hard liquor.
They're like, welcome to the Bible Belt. And I was like, this is terrible.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Just a heads up.
So Laura and I were both in Richmond at the same time. Did you know that?
Isn't that crazy?
Did you go see Aaron too?
No, I was not invited.
Oh,
that's not true.
Mine was unplanned, though.
Yours was unplanned.
So tell us what you were doing in Richmond.
Okay, so I was visiting my daughter. She and her fiance just bought a house. So I wanted to see the house. And it was also her Christmas party at work. And her fiance he's a drummer in a really good rock band. And so I wanted to see a gig, too. So in one night, we did all those things.
Dang.
I know. It was really fun.
Does her biological dad ever go out and see her?
Not like I do.
Okay.
But he is working two jobs.
That's true.
But and he pays support, so
he does pay support. He's pretty good about paying his support.
Good job, Dave.
But I did the priority pass on the way. Okay, so on the way over, I stopped at the club, which in Charlotte right now has takeaway food. And it was delicious. I took a picture of it and sent it in our group chat.
Well, during COVID, we used to, they used to like do package stuff. Like,
yeah.
And I like that because I would just load. I'm sure that they cost more money because... But yeah. I was always okay with the grab and go type of stuff. But
even Beryl says, yeah, that's what people would do.
But they went away from that now, like more fresh food.
But isn't that real quick? Isn't that something that like Delta was leaning towards in their clubs? They were going to have more of that kind of stuff. Or am I?
I don't know. They shut their employees out.
Yes, yeah. I've heard some clubs do. And then one of the clubs I went in this weekend, not Priority Pass, the Capital One Lounge in DC. They have two sections: the fresh food. And they have like a little bar. You can just go up, grab stuff and take off.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah,
so they encourage it.
Yeah. They have stuff made to go, like grab and go, and the fresh food. It was really good. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I thought it was great. And then, so coming home, I had to do the priority pass. Well, I had more time in Charlotte than I was supposed to because my flight left Charlotte at 5 a.m. and we pushed back on time. Mm-hmm. And then they said we need to be de-iced. But there was snow at 3:30 in the morning when I left. So I was not surprised when we handed me de-ice. The problem is Richmond wasn't ready for de-icing. So we sat out there on the pad for half an hour before they even made an announcement saying they were waiting for the truck, the chemicals to heat up. Because apparently the chemicals have to be heated up and before they throw them on the wing. Oh. And my daughter knew Tyler was in town and she's like, she texted me. She goes, tell Tyler to get out there. I get de-icing. I go, pretty sure Tyler's never de-iced ever.
I'm not trained in that, yeah.
So we were 2 hours late leaving. 2 hours late leaving Richmond. So I was really impressed with because I was non-revving. So when I landed in Charlotte, immediately, you know, I turned on my phone. They had already rolled me over to the next flight and had given me a seat.
Oh, nice. But you couldn't make it though, right? The next one even?
Well, I made the next one.
Oh, okay.
But I still stopped at the Priority Pass Lounge because I wanted to try that one.
How was it?
It's kind of secret. It's kind of hidden in the between the A gates, there's a little connector between the high A's and the regular A's, and it's hidden in that little connector thing. And those are free drinks. It doesn't matter. But again, you're kind of in the Bible Belt, so you couldn't get anything but mimosas, wine, or beer until noon. All right. That's all right. I had beer. A free beer. It was delicious.
So you couldn't even do a Bloody Mary?
No. You could have mimosa, because some guy next to me goes, I'll have a Bloody Mary. And she said, I can give you mimosa.
I think Connor has talked about he really likes that club.
It's nice. It's the great club, yeah. Light and airy and lots of green.
Nice.
The food wasn't as good as our club, though.
Okay.
I will say that.
I was going to say, I do love that the agent working your first flight took the initiative to look to see you were going to misconnect and already rolled you. Because I know that's not, I mean, it should be common, but it's not always common.
Is it the agent or someone that's like upstairs and kind of overlooks those inbound ones?
Who did it?
That one would be the agent working the flight.
Well, God bless them, because I was totally impressed.
Yeah.
I texted Dave and I said, sounds like we got an agent like Mo, someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I was going to have the same kind of thing happen to me the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how, because I don't think I've ever dealt with that. So I was like, how is that going to happen? Because we're getting in late. There's another one that has tons of seats. How are they going to work it? But that didn't happen. So
okay, now why were you in Richmond?
So I went back to D.C. for the weekend to meet up with Greg and Drew that lives there.
From the Next Trip podcast.
Yeah, for Next Trip.
I always say Greg Peterson, Next Trip podcast.
But we went and saw the museum there at Dulles. They have, because they have two space and air and space aviation museums in D.C. One's down at the mall. They've been 2 years ago, and this one is out next to Dulles. It's free, and it's huge. It's got a huge spaceship in it.
Oh, cool.
It's got a Concorde in it.
Oh, I saw that Concorde you said.
A Blackbird, this SR-71.
I want to go there. That'd be cool.
It's really cool. Like, it's something I'm looking to take the kids back sometime, too. And so that was one of our big things, to do that. And we also went to Arlington and watched Changing the Guard. I've never seen that.
Cool. I think that's a neat thing.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I saw he did a post about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's so cool. I didn't even click that you were with him.
Yeah. So we were together. We did that. Because we were transferring from one hotel by DCA out to Dulles, I had my little roller bag. So I had to roll it like clear up this hill. Ooh. So I would not suggest doing that. But if you're in DC, that's one thing you should go do, is go watch them do that Changing the Guard. They do it every hour. So it's not like it's in the summer. It's like every half hour.
How far is it from like downtown?
There's a subway stop at Arlington.
Okay.
And then it's just a hike up from there.
Because DC's been on my list. Like I've wanted to do DC. I know I needed probably a couple days to do it. And so that's one of those things that's like, I'd want to make sure I took the time to go out and
There's so that. Much in DC that I haven't done either. So
I want to see the spy museum. There's a spy museum there.
Oh, really?
There's a cost to that one. It's not free. Like most of those museums are free, but this one has a cost.
There's a Holocaust one I want to go see. Yeah, there's a lot there.
That one's free.
Yeah. The part of the Smithsonian. But so that was cool to go to that, see that museum. And then the next day, I went to like six lounges in Dulles before my flight. We just went to all the priority passes.
Oh, did you?
KLM, Lufthansa.
Who did you go with?
With Greg until Greg flew out. And then when Drew got off work, then he took me into the Capital One Lounge, which is very nice. That's like our Chase Sapphire one.
Is that the one Jennifer Gardner's always
pushing? Yeah.
Okay.
So if they were to get one of those in Salt Lake or Phoenix, I would really consider getting that card too, just to get that access because it's nice. The next level than the priority pass ones.
Okay. What's the name of that one again?
The Capital One, their lounge. They've got one in Dallas, Denver, and Dulles now.
Oh, real quick. So when we were going to Nashville, we slept in Dallas.
Okay.
That was part of our plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the red eyes to DC, I think,
filled up.
And Charlotte filled up. Like they were a no-go.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we'll go early. We'll take our air mattresses. We'll sleep in Dallas. It'll be great. Even LA Joe was like, these are the air mattresses. This isn't a big deal. I think they put NASCAR engines on their like floor sweepers.
Oh.
They were so loud. Like I was like, there's no reason for these. Like they literally felt almost like lawnmowers, like just next to our head for a couple hours.
We were I was going to ask you how long, a couple hours?
Because the thing is we probably only had a good 3 to 4 hours to sleep. And I think they went for 2 hours of those.
You tried the minute suites, right?
And they were sold out. Yeah,
all of them were?
Yeah, we went to the minute suites.
There's a couple of them.
And they all said like full till 6:30. And it was like, well, the club's open by then. We're boarding at like a 7. So
that's what when we landed from London, Katie and we went and got a massage. Then we ate. Then Katie went and got another massage. And then I showered and then hopped on a flight.
Yeah. Let me see.
So if you're in Dallas, check it out.
That was all night. I was like, I'm going to tell them how annoying this was.
The
NASCAR things. Cleaners. Yeah,
the little driving.
I can get you some earplugs from.
I had on my good like Apple over the ear ones.
Yeah.
And those things normally are super good. You could still hear that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because those are good. You and Tani wore those all through Europe.
Usually, if you're sleeping in airports, from my experience, you'll get disturbed at some point, but it's usually not for very long. It feels like forever, but they come through and clean that area for 20, 30 minutes, and then they move on because they got so much to clean. But it's surprising it just kept going and going.
Well, I think we were kind of next to that bigger open area, so I don't know if there was just like a lot of floor. And they were so loud, I don't know if it was almost like echoing in there. But yeah. Like Denver wasn't bad to sleep all. Like the only bad thing was that weirdo who sat right next to us.
You mean Tawny?
No. She's welcome anytime.
So I was, the plan was to go to Dallas on my way home from Dallas. I'd never flown in or out of Dallas, then home. And we got delayed a little bit because it had same kind of weather going that
way. Oh yeah, there was a storm on the East Coast. Yeah.
And so all of a sudden I realized, well, I can go to Charlotte and Charlotte has like 100 open.
Okay.
So I have just more room and it's either way, they're going to land in Phoenix, Charlotte or Dallas within a minute of each other. And so I decided to take the Charlotte. We got out to the taxiway and they had a light go on.
And oh, no.
So I was like, oh, crap. So we went back, deboarded, and I knew I wasn't going to make my connection anyways.
Yeah, I would say from a gate agent's perspective, if you ever go back to the gate and they take you off.
Yeah, you're there for a while.
It's not a quick fix.
Yeah, yeah. So I knew it was kind of. So I had to look through my options. Now, a couple of years ago, so not this last Dorkfest, but the one before, our friend Claudie had won $250 worth of Breeze points.
Nice.
And she didn't think she could use them, so she gifted them to me.
Oh.
So I got 250, and I've been sitting on them, and I had trying to find a reason to use them, and I couldn't. I was going to do some inaugurals, and then Katie had to have surgery, so we had to cancel those. And I've been looking for a chance to use them, and then I was trying to get out of D.C. because there was even more of a storm coming, the one that kind of hit us.
Oh, so this was D.C. to Charlotte that got returned.
Dulles.
Or Dulles. But so
yeah,
D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
area. So you didn't even make it to Charlotte.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't make it out of Dulles. And so I was looking at what's leaving, and I saw there was a flight going to Richmond. And I knew that the next day, we had Breeze had a flight from Richmond back to Phoenix. So I could just, and I priced it. I looked at the points and I had plenty of points for it. So as soon as I got on, well, I think I booked it. With Breeze, you can cancel up till 15 minutes before departure, would get all your points back.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, so I booked that, and then I was trying to get on this, and it was a CRJ 550.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I don't either.
Yeah. So they took, United took the CRJ 700s, took them down to 50 seats. They have a big area between the first class and the back where they have places to put your bag. So you don't have to like check your bags below on the CRJ. You put them in these bins.
Oh.
And then it's more legroom because they only want one flight attendant. So one does the whole. So okay. It's only 50 seats like a CRJ 200, but it's more room. Everything has more room and you can, you don't have to wait for your bag to get returned.
And they fly that to Richmond?
To Richmond, yeah. So it's more of like a business market because I think there's quite a few first class seats in it.
Okay. Well, because we used to have a couple that, well, like Indy used to go to like
shuttle DC, ones.
Yeah, it was like shuttle flights kind of thing. I wonder if it was kind of the same.
So idea. I think they kind of use up, that's what
people
were asking where I went. And I was like, oh, I went to Richmond. That's just where they flew. So I got there, used some points to get a hotel. And
you got there at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, it was really late. The hotel shuttle didn't work anymore. I thought I'd call, and I ended up being on the bus with my crew going back to the same hotel.
Oh, really?
So she's like, they're picking the crew up in 5 minutes. Just find them and ride with them. So that was nice.
That is nice. You got lucky.
But and then
that's funny.
And then the next morning, I took Breeze back to Phoenix.
And how was that? Is that your first time on Breeze?
It's nonstop, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I think Laura was a little jealous, because we don't have an agreement with them.
Not a little. A lot.
So wait. You flew out of Richmond at the same time you were flying.
A couple hours after.
Okay. You were sitting on the tarmac.
I'm still sitting on the tarmac waiting to be de-iced.
So I went, because I knew I was just going to be in the back because I kind of did the cheapest thing I could do. Mm-hmm. Just get me home because it was a lot more points that for like anything upgraded. And so I went and spent like $18 to get candy at the Hudson News in the airport. I got a bag for the flight attendants and a bag for the gate agents. And I walked up to the gate agents about an hour before and I said, thanks for having me. I work for the airline, but not. And I said, here, thanks for having me. And I kind of told them how
I personally felt about the benefits.
No, I said, we wish we had them. And I think I did explain. I said, I have these free points. So I was excited to try them. And they said, oh, thanks. And I walked away. And like 3 minutes later, they called me over and they gave me a first class seat.
Did they really?
Yeah, they moved me up to first class.
For $18.
Well, not even that, because I had... So that's why I called Laura and I was talking to her and I said, I have these treats for the flight attendants, but they can't upgrade me anymore, so what do I do with them?
Like, I'm going to hoard them now. I'm just going to sit and eat them in front of them.
Well, that's what... As I was boarding, I gave the other bag to the flight attendant.
Yeah.
And she goes, what seat are you in? She wanted to move me up so bad. And I was like, I'm already moved up. So she gave me the liter and half of water.
Aww.
And was just like so grateful. And then she kept bringing me food too. Like you get good snacks, like huge candy bars in their first class and bags of things. But then they also sell stuff for first class.
They sell it in first class?
They do sell like other stuff too. So you get like candy bars and chips and drinks. But then they would sell like a cheese plate thing. But she just was like, here, what else?
So there wasn't a meal service.
No, it wasn't like a meal on that 5 hours. So I said, no, it was so nice though. But
to be able to be moved up there, a bigger seat and everything is.
I was in the aisle. Then I asked if they had a window open. And the guy next to me was like, I'll switch you.
Oh.
And he was a nice guy, but whatever I wanted, I asked for, he's like, I'll just take what he's having. Like, you're taking care of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it was interesting. I went up and talked to him in the flight, in the galley a little bit. Their galleys are different. They don't, in the back, they don't really have a back galley. They have a little space and their labs are back where the galley is. So they don't have the windows in the 220.
So is that what I was just going to ask what you were flying on?
Yeah, it was a 220, 300. So I'd never been on one of those two.
Okay.
So their galleys are very small. They're different. But they were very nice to talk to. And
Did you tell them that you're the co-host of a popular?
I gave them our business card. And then I gave them the staff traveler business card too. But they said, oh yeah, we already use that a lot.
Good. Good.
But
so they have benefits on other carriers, just not ours.
On a few others, yeah. She kind of, the way she said, we're not, and it's reminded me of your America West. She said, we're not like have all the frills, but we have a good time. They were very nice. And so,
well, I think it makes a difference when you can tell they take pride in their product.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Even if they know they want to give good customer service, they're enjoying what they're doing. It shows.
It was kind of funny. They said that they're based in Provo. They live in Provo, but they're from, one was from back east, like Jersey or something. And somewhere else. And they're kind of having some culture shock living in Provo. So, but it was fun. It was a good flight. Got me home. So this is the end of the year. I thought we'd just kind of wrap it up. Any thoughts we've had from this year?
I think my highlight, it still is fairly recent, but would be the Christmas markets.
You're doing those?
Doing the Christmas markets was really fun. Tawny going with me and being able to do it with Lara was really fun. Yeah.
I didn't feel like I was third wheeling into like one little part, but that was it.
Did one of them kiss on your lips?
No. No, you guys were walking down, I think down the red light district. And I thought, I shouldn't be here.
Well, Tawny still gives me crap about that because she goes, you were the one who was so excited about it. And then we got there and you were like, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Well, you saw, you know, he made sure it was really happening.
It is. It's true. It happens.
So I just looking about this year, I think we've had the podcast, especially like we've had a big year.
Giant year.
I thinking about of all the people that have we recorded with. I kind of worry about next year. Like, it's going to be hard to live up to this year. Like, think about the people we've wanted to have on, like, Stand By With Me. We've wanted to have him on forever. He's, like one of the big, in my opinion, like, non-revs, right?
Yeah.
And a bunch of people. Like, the people you think about who's flown in, where people have flown in just to help record with us, be on our show.
Like, I know Stand By Secrets.
Stand By Secrets. Ashley from Hawaii. Beryl coming in from Dallas.
Our whole Dallas.
The whole Dallas meetup was amazing. Rigo coming in from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we've had people coming in from that are willing to come and join us from all over. Kelsey coming in from Columbus. And it's just been a big year for us. And it's like, how are we going to even match what we did this year for next year? But it's been fun this year.
Super fun. Oh, yeah. It's been a good year for sure.
So, and we already have a few people lined up for next year.
I'll be here. So,
what about you? How's your.
I just think for travel, I did a lot of travel this year. But I did travel the year before too, but I think it feels like the last 2 years I've really done a lot of travel. So I really love my South America. I still think about that.
Yeah,
my South America.
You had a couple of big trips and you did Dublin and South America.
And then we did Dublin. Yeah. And then I did love the Christmas markets. Everybody was so jealous when I was on that flight back. They all wanted to talk about the Christmas markets. Like I know anything about it. But my husband said that next year he wants to do the Christmas markets.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. And I found that little article I sent to both of you about the 14 best Christmas markets. Now, the first one is in Nuremberg. I thought, well, there we are back in Germany.
And then there were some in France.
Yeah.
My friends did some in France and they looked fun too.
I'm not sure we could do them the same way we did them with one day. You know, Wednesday, London, Thursday, Frankfurt, Friday, Cologne, Amsterdam, Saturday. I mean, that was pretty crazy.
That was, very packed.
Yeah, that was a lot. Yeah, it's been a big year. I think my traveling has been, I was kind of make a list. I've added a handful of new airports I've visited that I've never been to and 3 or 4 new airlines that I've never taken before. So,
and you have over 100 flights that you took this year.
Yeah, double what I did last year and closer to what I was doing when I was single. So it's been a lot.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us this year.
Yeah. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
If you want to reach us, you can reach us at nonrevloungepodcast@gmail.com. And we've gotten a couple letters recently. We got one from Dan and we got one from Robert and Jesse.
Yeah, thanks
for So thank you guys. And
Rachel wrote this morning. I don't know if you saw that one.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, she just listened to the episode and she said it was one of our favorites and she looks forward to hearing this point mine and Katie's part of London. So it's fun having and knowing people are still listening and supporting. So
So thank you. Everyone stay safe out there.
Bye.
This has been Non-Rev Lounge. This episode was sponsored by Staff Traveler, which is the number one app to get your non-rev loads. It is used by over 700,000 people from all airlines the world over and built to make your non-rev trips easy and stress-free. Sign up now for free at stafftraveler.com/non-rev lounge.
Do you go to massage?
We do not, no.
You should have, if they're open.
But I think at that point, we just wanted to sleep. Yeah. Like, we were like, okay, we're tired, found a place, and then it was just NASCAR.
They have massages at minutes.
They're separate. It's another part of the party.
You have to slide them cash, and then you get it.
So Bridget, the one that had the surgery, she had a 50th birthday party last Friday night. And everybody had
blonde
to come.
One?
Uh-huh. Okay, we had to all come dressed like her.
That was funny.
It was pretty funny. And so this one guy that I've known forever, and he had the long blonde wig on, and he had this really red lipstick on. He had like a beard and stuff. And I'm like, God, he looks so weird. And I was standing there talking to Bridget, and he came over and grabbed my head and kissed me.
Oh, no.
And I looked at him, and no tongue, but on the lips. I looked at him, and he runs away. And I look, I follow him.
Is it kissing Dave?
No, he runs over to Dave and says, I'm so sorry. I just kissed Laura. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I kissed
couldn't
her.
Help it.
And Dave's like, okay. And then he comes back and joins the conversation. I looked at him. I go, that was random. And he goes, I can't stand it. And he grabbed my head and kissed me again. And then he ran away. And where do you think he ran to?
Went back to Dave.
Right back to Dave. Says, Dave, I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself. I did it again. I did it again. And Dave goes, okay, man. He goes, I didn't know what to say.
Well, are you guys good friends with this person?
No. I mean, he's a friend of a friend. So I know who he is, but I've never even had a conversation with him, really, or anything.
It sounds like you were able to laugh it off. I would not be laughing
it
off.
I did laugh it off.
I'm like, you need to get your...
Yeah, I won't tell you his name. Jeff Albers.
Got it.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Like, self-control and consent.
It wasn't that kind of party. You know, there's no keys in a basket type thing.
Because that would be okay then.
Well, and then it's expected.
Yeah.
That's where consent is already put in. Once you put your key in, you're consenting.
But anyways, isn't that weird?
Laura was not consenting.
I couldn't wait to tell you.
Yes. That is bizarre.
Does he have a spouse? You could say, Dave, go.
No,
go
he me. Just.
No, it's a free. Yeah. Here's your pass. Go kiss her.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have a spouse. And I'm like, now I know why straight men are flight attendants from some of those stories they were telling. Oh. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome.